to begin the service by singing number 174, 147. O save me by thy name, and get me in thy might. O God, now grant my earthly claim acceptance in thy sight. Number 147, 1, 2, and 3. All these words saying, I am the Lord thy God, which has brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, nor the likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or in the earth beneath, or in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them or serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt do no manner of work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house, Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor. Further, we read to you from God's holy word, Psalm 89, and we commence with verse 27. Psalm 89. Also I will make him my firstborn, higher than the kings of the earth. My mercies will I keep for him forevermore, and my covenant shall stand fast with him. His seed also will I make to endure forever, and his throne as the days of heaven. If his children forsake my law and walk not in my judgment, if they break my statutes and keep not my commandments, then will I visit the transgression with the rod, and the iniquity with stripes. Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him, nor suffer my faithfulness to fail. My covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. Once have I sworn by my holiness that I will not lie unto David. His seed shall endure forever, and his throne as a sun before me. It shall be established forever as the moon, and as a faithful witness in heaven, Selah. But thou hast cut off and abhorred, thou hast been wroth with him, with thine anointed. Thou hast made void the covenant of thy servant, thou hast profaned his crown by casting it to the ground. Thou hast broken down all his hedges, thou hast brought his stronghold to ruin. All that pass by the way spoil him. He is a reproach to his neighbors. Thou hast set up the right hand of his adversaries. Thou hast made all his enemies to rejoice. Thou hast also turned the edge of his sword, and hast not made him to stand in the battle. Thou hast made his glory to cease, and cast his throne down to the ground. The days of his youth thou hast shortened, thou hast covered him with shame, Selah. How long, Lord, wilt thou hide thyself forever? Shall thy wrath burn like fire? Remember how short my time is. Wherefore hast thou made all men in vain? What man is he that liveth and shall not see death? Shall he deliver his soul from the hand of the grave, Selah? Lord, where are thy former loving kindnesses, which thou swearest unto David in thy truth? Remember, Lord, the reproach of thy servants. How I do bear in my bosom the reproach of all the mighty people. Wherewith thine enemies have reproached, O Lord, wherewith they have reproached the footsteps of thine anointed. Blessed be the Lord forever. Amen and amen. This far. Our help is in the name of the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Grace, mercy, and peace be given, and it be multiplied unto you from God the Father, and Christ Jesus our Lord, in the communion of the Holy Ghost. Amen. First, we read now the form for the administration of baptism. Principal parts of the doctrine of holy baptism are these three. First, that we without children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are children of wrath, in so much that we cannot enter into the kingdom of God except we are born again. Sprinkling with water teaches us that by the impurity of our souls is signified, and we admonish to look and humble ourselves before God and seek for our purification, salvation without ourselves. Secondly, holy baptism witnesses and seals unto us the washing away of our sins through Jesus Christ. Therefore we are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. For when we are baptized in the name of the Father, God the Father witnesses and seals unto us that he does make an eternal covenant of grace with us and adopt us for his children and heirs, and therefore will provide us with every good thing and avert all evil or turn it to a profit. And when we are baptized in the name of the Son sealeth unto us that he does wash us in his blood from all our sins, incorporating us into the fellowship of his death and resurrection, so that we are free from all our sins and accounted righteous before God. In like manner, when we are baptized in the name of the Holy Ghost assures us by this holy sacrament that he will dwell in us and sanctify us to be members of Christ, applying unto us that which we have in Christ, namely the washing away of our sins and the daily renewing of our life till we shall finally be presented without spot or wrinkle among the assembly of the elect in life eternal. Thirdly, there are in all covenants that are contained two parts. Therefore are we by God through baptism admonished of and obliged unto new obedience, namely, that we cleave to this one God, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, that we trust in him and love him with all our hearts, with all our souls, with all our minds, and with all our strength, that we forsake the world, crucify our old nature, and walk in a new and holy life. And if we sometimes through weakness fall into sin, we must not therefore despair of God's mercy, nor continue in sin, since baptism is a seal and undoubted testimony that we have an eternal covenant of grace with God. And although our young children do not understand these things, we may not therefore exclude them from baptism. For as they are without knowledge, partakers of the condemnation in Adam, so are they again received unto grace in Christ, as God speaketh unto Abraham, the father of all the faithful, and therefore unto us and our children, saying, I will establish my covenant between me and thee, and I seek after thee in the generations for an everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. This also the Apostle Peter testifies with these words, for the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Therefore God formally commanded them to be circumcised. This was the seal of the covenant and of the righteousness of faith. And therefore Christ also embraced them, laid his hands upon them, and blessed them. Since then baptism is come in the place of circumcision, therefore infants are to be baptized as heirs of the kingdom of God and of his covenant. And parents are in duty bound further to instruct the children herein when they shall arrive to years of discretion. That therefore this holy ordinance of God may be administered to his glory, to our comfort and to the edification of his church, let us call upon his holy name. O almighty and eternal God, thou who hast according to thy severe judgment punished the unbelieving and unrepentant world with the flood, and hast according to thy great mercy saved and protected believing Noah and his family, thou who hast drowned the obstinate Pharaoh and his host in the Red Sea, and has led thy people Israel to the midst of the sea upon dry ground by which baptism was signified, we beseech thee that thou wilt be pleased of an infinite mercy graciously to look upon these children and incorporate them by thy Holy Spirit into thy Son Jesus Christ, that they may be buried with him into his death and be raised with him in newness of life, that they may daily follow him, joyfully bearing the cross, and cleave unto him in true faith, firm hope, and ardent love, that they may with a comfortable sense of thy favor leave this life, which is nothing but a continual death, and at the last they may appear without terror before the judgment seat of Christ, thy Son, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who with thee and the Holy Ghost, one only God lives and reigns forever. Amen. Beloved in the Lord Jesus Christ, you have heard that baptism is an ordinance of God to seal unto us and to our seed his covenant. Therefore it must be used for that end and not out of custom or superstition, that it may then be manifest that you are thus minded. I request the confessing members sincerely to answer these following questions. Third, and I request you to arrive at the same time, whether you acknowledge that although our children are conceived and born in sin, and therefore are subject to all misery, yea, to condemnation itself, yet that they are sanctified in Christ, and therefore as members of a church ought to be baptized. Secondly, whether you acknowledge the doctrine which is contained in the Old and New Testament and in the articles of the Christian faith, and which is taught here in this Christian church, to be the true and perfect doctrine of salvation. Thirdly, whether you promise and intend to see these children when come to the years of discretion, whereof you are either father and mother, instructed and brought up in the aforesaid doctrine, or help or cause them to be instructed therein to the utmost of your power, that is your answer. The Lord, in his condescending mercy, parents, he has blessed you for the first time in your married life and by renewal with a well-born child. And the Lord, he said in his word, that children are an inheritance of the Lord. And we have realized that by visiting you when that child was born, what a joy that there was in your heart. Because it is still true what the Lord said in his precious word, that children are an inheritance of the Lord. I hope that the Lord gives you together, parents and heart, to acknowledge him and to bow before him for that great blessing that he has bestowed upon you. At the other hand, you have promised this morning for an all-knowing God and for this congregation to bring up your children in the fear of the Lord. We cannot do that in our own strength, you know that. But I hope that the Lord bring you with your children on your knees time and again, and that where you shall soon present to children to be baptized in our church, but that you also present to children unto the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, by the reading of that part of Psalm 89 in this morning, you have heard how faithful that the God of the covenant is. We are all covenant breakers. One as well as the other. There is no expectation of men, nothing at all. But the Lord, he said in his word, parents, opened wide your mouth, and I will satisfy him. And I hope that you lay day and night with your children at the throne of grace, and that he will spare your children for you, and you for the children, for many, many long years, that you may see the children grow up to the gladness of your heart, but above all that the Lord may glorify his grace in the soul, that grace that remains forever and forever, and finally, that eternity is standing before you and before all of us time and again. We need that. We are also wandering in our mind from the things necessary for us and for our children. Busy in the world, right? Busy in the world, but oh, that the realization that our children are created for eternity, And that the day come that we have to give an account before the Most High God. Oh, what would it be a blessing that it was time and again in our hearts and in our minds. And the Lord had promised, and what is that a blessing? Parents and grandparents, that the Lord had promised to remember his covenant with Abraham, with Isaac, and with Jacob, and even that it would be for the prayers and for the tears of a father, a mother, a grandfather, a grandmother, great-grandfathers and mothers, but that the Lord come back to that covenant, that the Lord come back to what he has promised. As we now sing together, out after baptism, out of number 243, my oath is steadfast, ever sure, my servant's race shall endure, his throne forever firm shall stay, when sun and moon have passed away. Number 243, the ninth stanza. Brian Hendrick, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Gregory Young, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Lisa Marie, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sacrament with thanksgiving and ask the Lord for his blessing upon our gathering. Almighty God and merciful Father, we thank and praise thee that thou hast forgiven us and our children all our sins through the blood of thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, and received us through thy Holy Spirit as members of thine only begotten Son, and adopted us to be thy children, and sealed and confirmed the same unto us by holy baptism. We beseech thee, through the same Son of thy love, that thou wilt be pleased always to govern these baptized children by thy Holy Spirit, that they may be partially and religiously educated, increase and grow up in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they may acknowledge thy fatherly goodness and mercy, which thou hast shown to them and us, and live in all righteousness, under our only teacher, King, and High Priest, Jesus Christ, amen, fight against and overcome sin, the devil and his whole dominion, to the end, that they may eternally praise and magnify thee and thy Son, Jesus Christ, together with the Holy Ghost, the one, only true God. Lord, we commend those children unto thee and to the throne of grace. They are born in dark times, but thou hast promised to build thy church till the end of the world, that those children were born to be born again and to renew by the Holy Spirit. It is thine own work. Thou speakest and it is a commander and it stands firm. Look upon the children, look upon the parents. Bind them together at the throne of grace, with all the needs and with all the wants for time and for eternity, and that they may see with their eyes that the time shall come that those children receive a place and a name in thy church better than of sons and of daughters, an everlasting name, that they lay underneath time and again with the children, and that they bring the need before the throne of grace, and that it may please thee to remember them with the whole congregation, with all our children, with all our boys, and with all our girls, that the world and sin was broken down in our heart, and the fear of the Lord may given in our soul to walk in the ways of the Lord, and united with Christ to become one of him in his suffering and also in his glorification. Remember us together, Lord, after the multitude of thy mercies, in thy beloved Son Jesus Christ, in this morning hour of this Sabbath day, but also in this whole day. Open in our midst, and in all the places where thy people come together, thy word and testimony as it is in Christ Jesus. And that it be blessed by the Holy Spirit to the conversion of many sins also in our midst, breaking down the stronghold of the devil, glorifying thy name and power in our hearts, and that in this Sabbath day may happen something to the gladness of our hearts, but above all to the glory of thy precious name. Those that are walking in darkness, those that have so much trouble with unbelief, greater than a son, and that the Son of Righteousness may go up in their heart, gladden that people most of the time, and that is in accordance to thy word, that the days of darkness are many, but the Lord gave in the Sabbath day that they could say with joy and gladness, God is my life and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Confirm thy grace in the hearts of thy children, and uncover all the faults of thy people. Strengthen all thy servants, also in the mission field, and all thy helpers and nurses. We commend them all that they trust in all the difficulties, in all the needs and wants. We commend especially in this day to thy throne one of thy servants, one of our brothers, who is in an hospital, was operated, but waiting for a report. Thou knowest, Lord, his circumstances in the prime of his life. Oh, that it may please thee that he soon may hear a good report. We never know, because our life that is so uncertain from day to day, and so short in his own congregation, remember him with his family, and also with that congregation too. Look upon us also in this day, and in this morning, give light in thy word, open it for our mind and heart, and that we were seeking nothing else than the welfare of souls and the honor of thy name, the exaltation of Christ. Those that cannot gather with us, bound in hospitals and in rooms, we commend them all at thy throne, strengthen and sustain them. Remember those that were brought in, and those that have to come in this day and tomorrow. Thou knowest the needs of young and old, great and small. Supply it out of thy fullness. Bring them back to the dear ones. Strengthen in the operations, and give that all those trials be blessed and sanctified to their hearts. Look upon the boys in the service, where they are, the widows, orphans, and widows, and all those that in bereavement and sorrow, the government and all those that rule over us, supply the manifold needs and wants in our hearts, in our homes, in our families, in our church, in our country. Forgive our sins and strengthen us by thy almighty hand, and that it may please thee to reveal thyself, O Lord Jesus, as the way, the life, and the truth, and that for Christ's sake only. Amen. We sing now 114. As first the heart for water brooks, so first my soul, O God, for thee. And what follows, number 114. Thank you. beloved congregation, we are born to trouble. That is what the Lord has declared in His holy word. What is suffering in this world, coming in hospitals, you see that day after day, one after the other, also in our own congregation. But there is another kind of suffering, and that is worse than all the pain that the people have to suffer here in this world. The suffering of souls, the sorrow of soul, the grief, the pain, the anguish, that is much more and greater than all the bodily sufferings. It starts so quick many times in this world. A young man, a young daughter, filled with joyful expectations for the future. You can see it on her face. We saw that yesterday also, by people that we married. They go into life with high expectations. And that is to a certain extent a blessing. That the Lord covered for man so much that is laid in store for him, because otherwise there was not so much hope to enter into life. But that young man and that young daughter, they cannot observe that so quick, that sweet dream that they have in their mind, that it becomes soon such a great disappointment. There is grief by parents, by married people. We have to live through that days in which the sun of prosperity was shining so nice, that made way for the depressing day of adversity. So grief and anguish have to experience that merit happiness that the merit happiness is frail. Many times when they are even young, there comes something in between that they notice that merit life that is well as a rose, but there are grown on that rose sharp thorns, but they never have expected in their life. But still, congregation, there is a sorrow, there is a grief, there is a pain, there is an anger. Much heavier than all that I have mentioned to you. And that is, under young and old, then we learn what sin is, and that our sin, that it is nothing else than a crime against an holy, a righteous, and a merciful God. So anguish is deep. But you will point or subscribe by anything in this world, so grief. When we come to the realization, people, that we are sinners, and that there is in the future nothing else than to perish and to condemn by the Lord's death. All that in our midst in this moment, that there were many depressed souls walking under the burden of their sins, and that I could take them by my hand this morning, bring them to the garden of Gethsemane, because there it is a place, and there that person is there that can give us that wonderful consolation that only comes in life and death. My text this morning shall be very short. The text that is in Matthew 26, verse 37 and 8, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. This fact we have heard last Sunday evening, that Christ was amazed when he was placed before his suffering, Dit was aggravating. At the last part of his life here on earth. Now this moment I will say some words about that Christ became sorrowful and very heavy. In the first place, congregation, we know so little about the suffering of Christ. It shall well be a wonder, congregation, if you know something else. You believe it? If you know something else. That in our life, the Lord had revealed something of it to our hearts and to our souls. And I hope that the Lord gives me a little light and understanding through bring out this morning something of the suffering of Christ. The Lord Jesus, he had known from all eternity what was laying in store for him. In the Council of Peace, the Father had laid before him all that he had to suffer. When it came, it was not something strange to him. No, he had known Bethlehem. The Father placed before him Nazareth, Egypt, Capernaum. He had placed before him the Garden of Gethsemane, Gabbatha, and Golgotha. And while Christ was here on earth, that was in his mind all the time. Once he said, the foxes have holes and the birds have nests, but the Son of Man has nothing to lay down his head. Restless. Oh, congregation, do you know the time in your life that you were after? Even no desire in those days to eat and to drink on account of what was laid upon your heart. I have to appear before an holy and righteous and a just God. And who is amongst us who shall dwell by a God who is a consuming fire? Congregation, we have to know something in our hearts. We have to know something in our hearts. In our mind, that is too short. But in our heart, and that it is something, oh, stay it always with us. That is not so. But still, it is something that comes back in our life. that we are reminded to. And at times that it comes back to us people, then we are to cry. They can realize it in your home. They can realize it in your home. That so grief and sorrow I have sinned. I have sinned. And I have done but is evil in my own sight that I have done. That I have done sin against a God who was always behind me with his mercy, who always has blessed me, who always has spared me. He had not given reason for me that I would hate him. No. And that come all back, people. That comes all back, and it is a blessing if it comes back while we are still alive. At this side of the grave. And out the text said, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Oh, that we realize a little of it in our hearts and in our souls. The Son of God, the Son of Man, who never had done any sin, but he was made sin for his people. But happy, oh, we read in Psalm 40 that he said, I delight to do thy will, oh my God, yea, thy law is written in my heart. And there came never in the heart of that mediator up something to go back. No. He was well tempted by the devil time and again, and well tempted even by Peter. But he never go back. No. And he never murmured, as we do so many times in our life, this wrong and that wrong, no desire in this, and no desire in that. But Christ had not known that. To do his Father's will, that was his need, day and night. But of course, the text said and began to be sorrowful and very heavy, because now the hour of darkness was there. The hour that all light would be taken away from him. The moment that he would stand alone, not one of the natures would be with him, forsaken also of his disciples. You read in the word of God about Jacob, that he was left alone in Peniel. No wife, no children. Alone. And then, under the burden of sin and of transgression, Christ had looked to that time that he had to come in the Garden of Gethsemane. He had looked forward, but now to experience what it was, because to a certain extent, congregation, it was new for him, that he had to step in that garden. Very, let I say some things to you, very had seen Judas, who was busy to betray the Son of Man with a kiss. Was that a part of the suffering of the soul's grief and anguish of Christ? Yes. Why? Why? Because Christ did realize that also that Judas had a soul created for eternity. And the value of a soul that is more than 1,000 worlds, people. If we lose our soul, we lose everything. And that forever and forever. Christ had seen his disciples. He had realized how weak that they were. Those disciples, they loved him with all the love that there was in their heart. It was not hypocrisy. When they say we shall die, did he? No. They have said that out of the fullness of their heart. But those disciples itself, they did not realize how weak and how frail that they were, that soon one of his dearest disciples, that he would deny him, and that he would start with swearing and with curse. All that soul that Christ had there in the Garden of Gethsemane. He saw there before his eyes his people Israel, that he was sent to the lost sheep of Israel. He had experienced already, but he said in Jan 1, that he came to his own, but his own did not accept him. They reject him. They reject him. Oh, congregation, I say sometimes to you in my sermon, and I will repeat it in this moment, it shall be in hell, in hell, if we have to be lost under this preaching and under the offer of grace. that is brought unto you. That the Lord declares it is good. That he had no desire in the desert sin. As in shepherd behind us. Yes, seen that in his moment with the baptizing of those children. I have not mentioned the name of the parents, no. I mentioned only their own name. And then I say immediately, I baptize thee in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And what means that? That in baptism a triune God comes to us. Not unless congregate, not unless, but the triune God is coming to us, laying before us that he has sent his Son in the world as a propitiation for our sins. That Christ had done everything, that he cried out to Calvary, it is finished. That man has to do nothing to his salvation. But that Christ had done everything, and how to despise that blood. Oh, to despise the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. His people rejected him. Soon they shall cry out, crucify him, crucify him. They shall prefer a murder one of the greatest sinners in the world. They shall prefer him for the Son of God. Christ had seen his arrest, his capture. He had seen his trial before Caiaphas, before Pilate. He had seen all that was coming. He has realized that soon that they would take him by force. In that respect, not that Christ would do anything, but they would come as devils toward him to take him. And as the greatest malefactor, to bring him first to Annas, who was that year before high priest, and then to bring him for Caiaphas, and later on to Pilate. He had seen that. But he had also seen that he was standing there in the place of his people. And what was now his duty? To pay for all the sins. Yes, but I have to tell you one thing more. That purity of the church, you have to pay for the sins of the whole world. Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sin of the world. But in suffering, Christ had to pay that all for the people. Did he see more than Christ? Yes. she saw more. He saw also the curse of the law. Soon, there was waiting for him the cross of Calvary, and that would be the end of his life here on earth. The cross of Calvary. And the Bible, the Lord said in his word, cursed be every man hanging on a beam. Everyone, a cursed person. No place on earth and no place in heaven. The world did not desire him, and heaven did not receive him. And how soon numbered him with the transgressions, hanging there on that cross. In that day, and then the Son of God. Oh, we have no words, congregation, to explain. No words. The sense of his honor that came against him, hanging there on that cross, mocked by the people. But it is congregation to be incurred. And that means somebody wants someone that is thrust out of life. There is people in the world that come in jail. Sometimes they come out on account of an awful crime that they have done in the world. But their whole life that lays apart, the world said, that is now that man. That is that man. And now, if it goes about us people, oh, then we have to say, Lord, I am worthy to be thrust out, because I am a sinner, and I have nothing done else than sin in my life, even that the Lord out of earthly had protected us. But inside, and how to walk before the Lord with that impression, as a one that is thrust out, no more accepted, no more accepted. The wrath of God that came against the surety of the church, the full wrath of God, therefore, he began to be sorrowful and very heavy. God came against him. And all congregations, what that means even for a child of God to walk under that indignation, for our own soul and for our own heart, what that means. But still we are sinners. We always have to say, Lord, it is right, all that you bring upon me. We can never bring in anything
From the soul of our sea to the earth overhead, we are sinners. But Christ in every Adam and King. And now, the weight of our sin that was laid upon him. The dominion of sin. The awfulness of sin. But sin is in the holy sight of the Lord. He hates sin with all that is in him. He began to be sorrowful and very heavy. He said, exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Why? Because he knew there would come no saving before that he died. It became worse. There was no relief for him in sight. No. There would not come a moment that it was taken away from him. Exceedingly sorrowful. We have a word in the Bible, in the word of God, overwhelmed. And that was also with that Christ in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was overwhelmed of sorrow. There was not a singular snare of his heart remaining unmoved. His whole heart that was rent in pieces of the sorrow that has filled him. And it was, as I say to you, it was not temporary, and it was not passing away. No. But it had to last so long that he cried out on Calvary, it is finished. This, that Christ he suffered as no one ever had suffered here in this world. The devil came against him with all his power. And that devil, he said, now or never. Very heavy. Here he got to his holiness and his righteousness. And the condition of his people, the condition of the world. Sorrowful, even unto death. I see the time is there, I have to close for this moment. But young and old, I hope, all the few words in this moment. That it be blessed to our hearts. If we realize a little why that Christ had to die, you know what would happen this morning. You know what would happen? Then he would right here in the church say, Lord, please take me right away, that I no more and no longer shall sin against you. Sin brings us in hell, and sin brought Christ on the cross. But now the comfort, that there is a way to escape the wrath of God, that Christ came dying for sin. And now we are all sinners, but we have to become a sinner. We have to become a sinner before the Lord. And even death is covered to us. And that is hidden to us and for us. Till that the time comes that the Lord revealeth to our hearts, all young and old, great and small. I hope that the preaching of this moment in your midst, that it never shall testify against you in that great day of judgment. That it break your heart is in old people. Death is before the door. Death is standing before the door. Young people, every day it can be the end. And then to appear before the Lord without Christ, it shall be terrible to fall in the hands of a living God. And especially, he was standing in your midst time and again. He had walked in your streets. You have heard his voice. Come unto me, all you laden and heavy burden, no desiring the death. Why shall you die? Why shall you die? That is what he said to you. That is what he said to you. Oh, what shall I say to you? It will be a blessing, people, if you through my voice this morning heard the voice of the Son of God. Get to hear his voice. And then the Lord said, all those that hear the voice of the Son of God, they shall live. They shall live. That it has an influence in your heart, an impression in your soul. The Lord is so long-suffering. The Lord is so merciful. But he has to do more to my vineyard than that the Lord had done. That he remembers us together. While we are still at the side of the grave, and all that must shame cover our faces, that we know so little about the suffering of Christ. We talk about it, but to know it inside you, and then to know and to believe that it is for me. May the God of all grace give that to his seeking people amongst us. That that moment may come soon that they can say he died also for me. Also for me. That truth, the greatest blessing and leading to the honor of a triune God and to the exaltation of that Lamb that has bought us with the price of his precious blood. Amen. Lord, that a few words be sanctified to our hearts, that it find an entrance into our
soul. Lord have mercy. With the whole congregation, with young and old, great and small, leave us not over to ourselves, but remember us in mercy and visit us to the honor of thy name and to our soul's eternal salvation with the pardoning of all our sins. Bring us back in this afternoon and evening under thy precious word. Bless the instructions for our children in the catechism classes, and hear us for thy great name's sake. Amen. Number 184. Save me, O God, because the floods come in upon my soul. 184. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Ghost be with you all. Amen.